Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. A few phone lines available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. Plus, like we talked about last week a little bit, the third segment of the hour a little longer than they used to be. So we'll have a little bit more time to cycle through some phone calls. So if you don't get on at first, call back and get on hold. 404-726-0929. We talked about this during a break, Randy, but Ed Reed.
Yeah, man.
NFL Hall of Famer Ed Reed is joining the coaching staff at Chamblee High School.
Yeah.
He's going to be the offensive coordinator.
There you go, Ed.
That's pretty awesome.
Is it a typo? Is it being defensive?
It said offensive coordinator.
Okay, right.
Even with the graphic, it had like the cool graphic of Ed. Like it had like him playing, and then it had, because he always wears that cool hat now.
Yes.
Everywhere you see him.
Yes.
They had that on there. It said offensive coordinator.
Good for Ed.
Yeah.
Good for Ed.
Can you imagine being a player for, you're like a sophomore who goes to school there? It's like, oh, now Ed Reed's going to be our coach. This is incredible.
Who don't know who he is, probably?
Oh, I guess.
Yeah, you know how these youngins don't know.
Well, maybe some of them do.
Yeah, but maybe good for Ed, man. Good for Ed.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, Xavier is in Gwinnett. Hey, Xavier.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hello.
Don't know if you guys stated this or not, but if you guys had to choose your top three potential defensive coordinators to come in for the Falcons, who would they be?
Somebody good.
All right, so, yeah, I don't know, man.
Somebody good.
To be honest.
Yeah, somebody good.
Raheem could do it himself.
Yes.
Because he has been a defensive coordinator before.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was the defensive coordinator of the Rams team that
he
won the Super Bowl. You mentioned a couple other guys, that Lou Anarumo from Cincinnati.
Yeah,
had quite a bit of success.
That's definitely like my thing.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I don't know who because his relationships
are. Because one thing about it is they're all qualified to be a defensive coordinator in NFL.
Yeah.
100% sure.
Can I ask y'all a follow-up on this? Because I know as a head coach, Raheem would never think this way, and none of these guys do. But like I personally, as a fan, supporter, would be interested in Robert Saleh. But that's also hiring a clear replacement.
Yeah.
You can't go into the fact of looking at it that way because of the simple fact is that, like, you're going to be replaced by him. What's the interim? I was afraid of?
Right.
Yeah, that's the mindset. No.
Yeah, if you could get Robert Saleh, that'd be great.
Robert Saleh, it'd be great. But, yeah, it'd be great. Robert Saleh was a damn good defensive coordinator. Now, Robert Saleh had Nick Bosa and Fred Warner and all those guys. But still, he was the one calling the play.
Does that make a difference?
Hell yeah, it does.
Well, but to counter that,
hell yeah, it does.
The difference between the Jets defense this year with Saleh and the Jets defense this year after he got fired is pretty staggering.
Yeah, I also think, you know how the season went.
Sure, absolutely. Good counter.
You know how the season went.
They gave up on that season.
Look, you know, not to be dismissive of the whole process, because of course it matters, but like Randy was saying, until they get legitimate top-end talent on that side of the ball at all three levels, like Jesse Bates is awesome. It's great.
Yeah.
You got to get that level guy on the defensive line.
Yeah.
You got to get a pass rusher who is that type of guy.
Yeah, because the thing with it is there have been great defensive coordinators who didn't have players and didn't succeed.
Right. There's been great defensive coordinators who did succeed when they did have great players and then weren't as good when they didn't have great players.
It's not a mystery.
It's not. You have to have better players.
Yes.
There's a reason why this is going to be the fourth defensive coordinator during Terry Fontenot's tenure. It's because they have failed to stock that side of the ball.
Yes.
Dean Pease, Ryan Nielsen, Jimmy Lake, and whoever they hire next. That's in 5 years.
Yes.
They've moved through all these. And I understand not every circumstance is the same, but the fact remains, like, they're cycling through these guys because the talent level on that side of the ball has remained similar.
You're going to hear all these names. I want Robert Saleh. Okay. I want him. I want this guy. I want this guy. Okay. Yeah. You know what I want? I want Robert Saleh to come here and have a defensive end rush.
Yeah, you know, I want Max Crosby.
You know what I mean? That's who I want.
I'll take
Max Crosby and
Jimmy Lake.
And Jimmy Lake.
Yeah,
sure will.
Exactly. Exactly right. All right. Jacob is in Johns Creek. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener. I consider myself an Ohio State Bulldog, or you can call me a Georgia Buckeye. I have lived in Georgia since 1975 when I was 5 years old. It's all I really know. But my parents went to Ohio State. My father actually tutored some of Woody Hayes' football players and get lifetime tickets. And he would drive me every other year. Every other year, as long as I can remember, we would drive from Atlanta to Columbus to see the Ohio State-Michigan game.
Cool.
So when those two teams play each other, which happened not so long ago, I didn't know who to root for. Like, I couldn't be happy and I couldn't be sad. My question to you, and you kind of got to take the homer out of it, think of your father, Randy, as someone who went to Georgia Tech or Florida. Andy, someone who went to Oregon.
Sure.
Like, when you're in that position, what do you do?
I don't know. I don't know what I would do.
I don't.
Like, if my dad was a diehard Oregon Ducks fan,
mm-hmm.
and I'm obviously the fan of the Huskies that I am,
right.
when they play each other,
right?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't care. I don't split my love for nobody.
Yeah.
That's me. They're like say for instance.
I mean, obviously, I'm rooting for the Huskies. Like, I want Oregon to fall off the face.
Like,
of
I got
earth.
Two more kids that got to go to college, yeah. right? And so, but all my other kids, you know, they don't go to no place that like my daughter's going to Georgia. My son goes to West Georgia. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, nah, I ain't got nobody. They play West Georgia. George, you're gonna beat the hell out of West Georgia.
Yeah,
he knows that.
They probably handle that one.
Yeah, he knows that. So unless Samson comes and goes to LSU or something.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I would root for Washington, and I would talk a lot of trash to my dad, and I would eat duck, and I would try to make my dad eat some, too.
Yeah.
That's probably what I would do.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like if Lily went to Oregon.
Well, she won't.
But let's say she would.
Well, she's not gonna.
Okay.
Okay, but for the hype, sorry to ruin the hype. Though. Go on.
If she did, what would you do?
Oh, I'd probably disown her. Change your last name to Davis.
You can have her and hope
Jack's a better kid. Hope Jack doesn't spit in my face like that.
I like how you said it. Change her name to Davis.
Yeah, she can be a Davis. She's like at that age now where she's confused why me and Ashley don't have the same last name.
Right.
So that's already coming up. Yeah. She wants to go to Oregon? Take her. Yeah. You can have her. Lily Davis.
Is Bunker on the wedding thing?
Well, I think they're both on there. Because, like, the wedding license, right? Yeah. Like, both our names.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd be happy for her. I don't care what she does.
I knew you would.
Just as long as she's successful. But, like, why would you go there, though? You know what I mean? Unless she becomes some great, like, distance runner. Like, they have a lot of good women's sports.
Right.
So I guess if she got a scholarship to go there.
Right.
But, like, just for school?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
because we're probably going to live here, right?
Right.
So you want me to pay out-of-state tuition so you can go to a mediocre academic institution?
It's a scholarship, though, right?
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
If it's a scholarship, you got to.
And then they have really good specific programs. Like, so if she wants to go there for one of those, maybe, but it'd be like, it would be tough.
I think the biggest question or thing there for me would be gear. So, like, I have a daughter that went to Louisiana Tech.
Right,
if I go to a game with her, I would wear Louisiana Tech gear.
Okay.
But if Olivia ends up getting a free ride to play softball at the University of Alabama, ain't no way that whatever they call that red is ever touching my head.
You think so?
Or the A with a mullet.
I don't know. Really? Okay. Okay.
I always thought that growing up until I actually start seeing my boys. Like, my boy Big Foss' daughter goes to LSU.
Right.
Had LSU shirt on.
Right.
You know, I saw some other bump
points.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I don't know.
I could support it and go to games with her, but I would not.
Here's what would happen, honestly, in reality. If Lily goes to Oregon and is like a, you know, whatever, like a distance runner, which would be incredible and surprising
because
it's not really in our DNA, but whatever, maybe she can do it. I'd probably wear that hideous green and that horrible O.
There you go.
And root for my daughter. And love her. But hopefully I raise her well enough between now and then she doesn't. Yeah, there's other schools that have good cross-country teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Ugh. You know what's the worst, though, is like, not if they go there, whatever, that's a different thing. They earn it. They get a scholarship. Like, some kids, just because of the relationship they have, like, my wife roots for Georgia's football team because her dad's a diehard Tennessee fan.
Right.
Just to blank with him.
Right.
Like, what?
Yeah.
And he's a good dad. Like, they got a good relationship.
Yeah.
But he went wrong somewhere. Like, how do you avoid that?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Because all your kids root for Georgia.
Yes, they do.
Right?
Yes.
How'd Jim do that?
I don't know.
don't know. Some he misstepped somewhere. Something went wrong. I don't know. Stevens in Atlanta. Hey, Stevens.
Good question.
Hey, so what's the angriest you've ever been at a sporting event? Either that be football game, game of golf, or anything like that.
Like my own,
like
like a professional.
Something that you participated in.
Oh, okay. Man. All right.
I mean, obviously, there's plenty of games I was pissed off about. I mean, which one? there's plenty of ear pads flying, helmet busted open, mad. Plenty of those episodes.
I used to be a very angry golfer. It was embarrassing. Like, I would, like, throw clubs and cuss, and it was
not throwing clubs in the water.
No.
Never understood that.
Never done that, but I spiked a 5-wood one time, and the head of it flew off into the water.
Damn.
So that was, like, what are we doing? You know? I don't know. It was probably other stuff. I probably had undealt with anger in other parts of my life. You know what I mean? It's usually more than just a bad golf shot.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty calm now.
Yeah. But
I try my hardest to not lose my cool ever.
Yeah, that's plenty of times. I ain't never knocked over nothing like a table. I've never done nothing like that. But I have my helmet is taking abuse.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
You know who's an angry little doesn't get his way son of a gun?
Your son,
Jack Bunker.
Yeah.
Like no, you can't do that. He'll find the nearest thing and knock it over. It's like, what are you doing? Like he's a little Bobby Knight walking around.
I thought they had to get that. Wait till you got to give him a damn football helmet because when he falls, like with a bang his damn head. Like, dude.
I like picked him up yesterday because I was like, no, man, enough. Quit taking the batteries out of the remote. You're going to hurt yourself. You're messing with stuff. And he just took it and chucked it across the room. I was like, dude, you got to work on your temper, young man.
Yeah.
You got to get some anger.
Watch
right?
yourself.
You got to figure it out. All right. Moose is in Cartersville. Hey, Moose.
Hey, what's up, Andy Randy? What's up, fellas?
Hi, Moose.
Hey, speaking of defensive coordinators, this week, pretty much looking forward to the NFL draft and free agency. Do y'all think we address that in free agency as far as the pass rush or pass defense or the NFL draft? And if it's the NFL draft, who do y'all think we might be picking up at 15?
Wow, there's a lot of guys I want.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of guys I want. A couple guys at Georgia.
Yeah, there's always a list of people.
15 and 13 I'd like.
Yeah, I think that
sorry, 11 and 13.
You'll know once everything settled with this Kirk Cousins thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
As far as money.
How much money
you're going to have and accolade and all those other things.
Now, that shouldn't have anything to do with what they do at
15. No. Not at 15, but I'm saying as far as free agency or whatever like that, you'll know how much money you have after you deal with that.
I just think it's going to be probably hard for them to be in the
big name.
Yeah, big game hunting because of the hamstring that Kirk Cousins' contract is going to be. But again, that should have nothing to do with what they do at 15.
No.
And do I think they're going to do it? I mean, I'd be crazy to say yes, because I've thought that they should take a defensive player.
There's nothing else on offense they need to take.
I'll figure something out. They can figure
unless the Texas lineman slides or something.
Yeah. You could get a right tackle, I suppose, if you wanted to go that route. But, I mean, who knows? Fool me once.
Fool me.
Fool me twice.
Fool me.
Fool me four times in a row. We're sitting here breaking. We're sitting here talking about
four people who don't affect the pass rush at all.
Nope. Jared Verse. Who was the other guy last? Dallas Turner. Latu. That's just the last guys from last year. You go back. How many like hours do we spend talking about like Taven Bryan and Kalavon Chason?
We're not going to talk about them because I kept saying like what?
Just names of like, guys that rush the pass.
I was done when everybody said they need to trade him for Henderson. I was like, I'm not listening to none of y'all no more. Chase, I said, yeah, they have him.
So my guess is no.
Tyven Bryant. Remember him, the kid from Florida?
Yeah, the kid from Florida.
Like, come on, man.
Probably they'll take Tyler Warren from Penn State. He's a tight end.
He is.
Probably take him.
I doubt it.
Yeah. I hope they take a defensive player. But
they will take a defensive player, Andy.
Pretty sure about it?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Pretty sure about that, Andy.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
I hope they do. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
I'm pretty sure, man.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's
I'm pretty sure they were going to take one last year.
So many achievements.
And then they took a quarterback.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I just didn't know who was
Remember when they paid Kirk Cousins $100 million?
Yeah, I just didn't know. Was there anybody that was worthy at that spot? That's why I just like, hey, really?
Jared Verse had a pretty good year.
Yeah. Andy cooks eggs on one side of the pan.
I have to.
Yes.
Because my range is lopsided. It's not even. But it's all right. We've got it figured out. Randy will run over Chip and Dale.
Yep.
On purpose.
Yep.
You're not putting any makeup on Randy to be on TV. You're just going to have to deal with the fact that he's a glowy guy.
Yep.
Dan Campbell versus Dan Quinn next Sunday. Leave the punters at home. And maybe George Pickens needs to read more.
I don't know, man.
I don't think he knew it optimistically.
I don't either.
You can't have nipples and a cummerbund. Got to have one or the other.
Yes.
And you have to move to China to, quote, keep playing with it.
On TikTok.
On TikTok.
Yeah. You want to keep playing with TikTok, you got to move to China. Are they really going to do that? Because they keep talking about it.
The 19th.
Yeah?
I mean, probably not, but that's in theory the date.
All right. I'll keep an eye on it. We'll let you know. That'll be trending that day. Or it won't be, I guess, because anyway. Dukes and Bell coming up next.